angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to another. Then there's the final gathering of the wicked, Revelation 20, verses 8 and 9, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. This isn't all the gatherings that take place at the end of the world. This is just some that I hope that I sparked your curiosity. And if you remember where we started in the quote from early writings where Sister White's talking about the scattering and the gathering, and we shouldn't look for examples of how the Lord worked with us in the scattering to know how he's going to work with us in the gathering. If we don't understand by the context of the passage which gathering is being addressed, prophecy is going to be meaningless to us. Now, the focus of our study today is not the scattering and gathering. We're going to back off of that. We're going to look at Isaiah 10. We're going to look at a place where the Sunday law is illustrated in prophecy, but the scattering and gathering is in this passage. So in order to come to grips with this passage in Isaiah 10, we had to at least awaken our eyes to what this concept is about the scattering and gathering. And our scripture for scripture in prayer was Isaiah 10, verses 1 and 2. We'll start there again. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousnesses which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, that they may rob the fatherless. Isaiah 10, 1 and 2. Now, one of the primary focuses of this series of purification of the church is that the Sunday law is the issue that Seventh-day Adventists were raised up to identify at the end of the world, and that this is perhaps the most important prophetic waymark of them all, of end-time events. And therefore, if that's true, then it must be illustrated throughout the prophecies of the Bible. And I think that is true. So we're going to just look, as we bring this series to a close, at a few places in the Old Testament where this is illustrated. And Sister White, we're going to read a passage where she's clearly speaking about the Sunday law, and that it is the place where all of mankind is going to choose for or against God. And she's then going to quote Isaiah 10 and clearly lock it in